Well, not the results you wanted a week ago, but it has to be good to know that the UMaine Blackbears right now can play with any team in the country, being so competitive with Providence, the reigning national champions, just last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think the second half we've had a strong showing. I mean, we tied Quinnipiac a couple weeks ago then. I mean, had a good solid weekend against Providence. And, yeah, like you said, they're reigning champs, and they showed it. They're solid all the way around, great defensively, great offensively, and good goaltending. So it was a good test for us. And even though we came up short, we stuck right in there with them.
Now, does it give you confidence heading into the Hockey East tournament here in just a couple of weeks' time, once the end of the month comes up, that you can beat any team regardless of where it's being played?
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge confidence booster for us. And we can, like you said, play with any team. And anyone can win in any game, any night. And down the stretch, that's important for us to remember as comes down to the end, with only a few weekends left.
Now, Will, you're a senior with just one more home series left in your college career, in the regular season at least. What has the Alphon and the fans at Orono meant to you as a collegiate hockey player?
I mean, it's one of the reasons why I came here. It's one of the greatest fan bases I've ever seen. And nothing better than coming out and every night playing in front of crazy fans like we have, and they support us every weekend. It's great to have.
Not only are you a terrific hockey player, but you're also a multiple-time scholar-athlete at the university. How difficult do you think it's been to manage a Division I hockey schedule while still being able to produce very good grades in the classroom?
I mean, it's never easy. You got to have good time management. We got a pretty vigorous schedule, being away, missing classes and stuff like that. So staying on top of all the homework and little things that we have to keep up on are things I've kind of just been able to manage, I would say, throughout my time.
Now, what's the mentality for the team and surrounding the program right now as you head into the final couple of weekends of the season?
We've been treating everything the second half like it's playoffs. So any given night could be our last game. So we've just been trying to have that mindset going into the games. And, I mean, it's only 3 weekends left. We need all the points we can get. So it should be a good week in this one and then going forward.
Notre Dame, of course, has a historic sports program, not so much in hockey as of yet, but what is it going to be like for you and the team to be able to go to South Bend and enjoy the atmosphere and the environment that Notre Dame has to bring in this big weekend matchup?
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun to go on a road trip like this, get all the guys together, and go a little further than we usually do. And, yeah, I mean, going to Notre Dame, it's awesome going there, seeing the football field, things like that. And, I mean, they've been a good team the second half, and we need to play with our same mentality we did last weekend, the past few weekends, and, I mean, try scoring some more goals and just get a little more dirty in front of the net.
Will, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. We wish you the best of luck, and we'll be pulling for you against Notre Dame this weekend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.